Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's Get Local.
Welcome in to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday from the University Ave Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, as we bring our program talking about local businesses, local organizations, the activities and events of Dane by Local, and also, of course, kind of telling those stories, those community stories that maybe you aren't aware of, that we want to highlight, let you know about. However, before we get into those stories today with our first guest, we do have to thank our sponsor, Evolution Financial, Sue Peck of evolutionfinplan.com. You can find more out about Sue at her website, or you can listen to second segment today where Sue's going to join us and give us some info on finances and what's taking place. And also we'll give her a big thank you during that segment as well. So if you've been listening to the show for a while, again, catching it at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, maybe streaming at devilradio927.com or the Facebook live stream, any of those ways, we certainly appreciate it. Give us a shout out. Let us know. Let Devil Radio know that you like the show. It means a lot to us, and it means a lot to our local businesses. Today's program, we kick it off with Dan from Kickback Cafe and also the Chocolate Caper, dual business owner right down there in downtown Oregon. Dan, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. I'm glad you're on and we could make this work today. I always love talking with you, learning about what you're up to. So first off, let's introduce people to your businesses right on Main Street in Oregon, Wisconsin.
Sure. We have the Chocolate Caper, which is just what it sounds like, a traditional chocolate shop where we make a whole bunch of different chocolates, everything from our specialty, which is called Praliné. We have 50 types of truffles. We have everything on it, like potato chip bark, dipped fruits, hot chocolate bombs. It's that list, kind of list that you could go on for a long time. And we've run the Chocolate Caper. We took over from the founders in 2014 and have been running it since then. And then we opened Kickback Cafe, which is in the same building on the mirror side of the Chocolate Caper. And we opened that August 6th of last year. As a complement to the chocolate shop, we went for a very, it's kind of a French model where you'll have a bakery, some kind of coffee area next to a chocolate shop. And so we opened that up and have been doing, and there we do, you know, all your traditional coffee drinks. We do a lot of unique flavors with our bakery. My wife Elizabeth does all the bakery every morning. And so she does some tremendous flavors for cupcakes and scones and muffins and all that fun stuff. And then at night we turn into more of a dessert cafe and we have a variety of desserts and then we have wines and coffee service still and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting hearing about Kickback and when you opened it, you know, you're open, you have much longer hours than most cafes in the area. So tell people about, you know, that opportunity. They can come in the morning, they can come midday, they can come in the evening.
Yep. We're open from 6 to 9 every day. Except for,
Dan,
Sunday we open at 7.
Where do you keep the beds or?
For overnight, usually just down the stairs a little bit in the basement. And then we're open until 10 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah, and it's great. I love your shop. I love the businesses being right next to each other and the synergy between them. I love how you've kind of made that happen. I think that's really smart. Let's talk a little bit about the mission and the story behind Kickback a little bit, because I know, like you said, you took over the Chocolate Caper. You and your wife have put your own kind of stamp on that. But this Kickback Cafe was your passion, your vision, and something you were very motivated to create.
Yes, it was. Particularly Elizabeth, my wife. It was something she had been thinking about for 20 to 30 years. One of our mentors actually owns a coffee shop in Carbondale, Illinois. And we had always wanted to do something similar. And our big thing is community. We want our businesses to be part of the community and to be contributing to that. And we can do a level of that with the Chocolate Caper. But with Kickback, we decided to try to build a business on that concept rather than create a business and say, all right, now how can we work in the community? To build a business from the ground up that says, we're working in the community. What does that mean for our business? And so that's everything from the late hours. Part of the reason for that is because there's a lot of kids and people around who don't have a safe place to go. They might be different lifestyle. They might be not neurotypical, whatever it is. One of our big things is that people have a safe place to go for at least a good part of the day. We can't do 24 hours, but so that's been a big part of it. And then we're very involved in we're working with the high school a lot and training students and working with a bunch of charities and all that fun stuff.
I joked before about where you kept the beds for you and Elizabeth, because I know how much time and energy and effort you're putting into that. And then those extended hours, which, is like you said, understanding why there, I think, is really impactful and important. Your staffing at Kickback, tell us about that and tell us about why that was so important to bring to the area in Oregon specifically.
So staff, we call it non-neurotypical, just in the sense of we want, and that can mean so many different things, from autism to ADD to Down syndrome to, you know, everything under the sun. And there are a severely limited range of opportunities, it seems, for folks that are a little bit different to find gainful employment. That's good. And we find when they do, oftentimes they might make a mistake and then they're just fired. And the issue more often is how you train them. You know, different people have different learning styles. You just need to cater to that. We've found that there's nothing, at least really, that we do that we can't train. Our biggest thing with our staff is be kind. That is our mantra. If people come in a bad mood, we want them to leave happy. And we just want, that's when we interview people, I don't care if you know how to be a barista. I care about if you're kind. I can teach one of those. The other one's a bit harder. So we wanted to be a place both that we're working with the 18 to 21 program at the high school to get some of those kids trained as baristas and having leaving school with good skills. Some of them can come and work straight for us. Some of them can find other places. And it's just it's a focus on the person more than the assumptions about that person, I guess, which we run into a lot. We run into a lot of employers who say, I don't know how you find employees or how you do this. And it's simply a matter of respecting your employees and training them on what they need to know. And if you can do that, you're fine. So we just follow that and try to, you know, do our best.
We're talking with Dan Donahue. He and his wife Elizabeth own, right in downtown Oregon, Kickback Cafe and the Chocolate Caper. And, you know, I love the impact you're making, Dan, both of you, with through these two businesses and also your investment in the community. But it's really interesting to hear that, because so many people, like you said, are focused on what skills do you have? And you're focused on what kind of person are you? Because I can teach the skills. And I think Absolutely. That's a beautiful approach to finding people to work for you.
Yeah. And it, you know what? I think it's the reason that the most common compliment I get is how wonderful our staff is. And that is the best compliment I could get. And I think that's why.
Dan, let's talk about your services. So obviously people can come to the businesses directly and buy from you. You have a number of different ways. Your website's kickback.cafe, and the Chocolate Caper is simply chocolatecaper.com. But talk about all the different ways people can get your products.
Pretty much any way you like. We're very open. So you can call any of the businesses, call ahead at the cafe, call and get something prepped for you at the Caper, and we can ship it, or you can come pick it up. You can order on our website for the Caper. You can order for us to ship to you. We've got things to deal with warm weather shipping and all that as it gets warmer out. And you can order for curbside pickup. For the cafe on the website, you can order ahead. You can either schedule that for later, or you can just, I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. I'd like my drink waiting for me. There it is. And we have a nice little area in the back where you can just pull up to the door. You walk in about 2 feet, you grab your drink, and you get back in your car and you go. So we really, I mean, if there's a way you can think of to order and we're not aware of it, let us know, and we'd probably be happy to do it.
Love that. We're talking with Dan Donahue here as we wrap up the first segment of the show. Dan, now I know you're heavily involved in a number of activities, and you just had events. You had an event a few weeks ago. Tell us a little bit. Is there anything this spring that you're looking forward to getting into or offering to the community and to the public?
Oh yeah, I'm very excited for spring and summer. We get to put our outdoor seating back out, and we've got about 30 to 40 seats out in front. It's wonderful to sit out there and just have a cup of coffee, now have a glass of wine, and just chat. So that's super exciting in and of itself. We've got some really good drink specials lined up, some very creative, everything from coffees to lemonades to smoothies and that thing. We're going to be adding smoothies as the summer starts, because we can never stop adding things for some reason. And I'm trying to think what else. We'll be sad at the end of the summer. A number of the kids who work for us who are high schoolers will be going off to school. So we'll have to deal with that. But summer's the fun time. People are in good moods. It's nice out. You can sit outside. You can get a really refreshing drink. It's a better time to enjoy everything. Like coming to a cafe in the winter is fine. It's great inside. It's warm. It's cozy. But I think, you know, being able to chill outside and just have that experience is amazing.
That's Dan Donahue over at the Chocolate Caper and Kickback Cafe, right in downtown Oregon. If you haven't been there, you should go. It's a couple of great local businesses owned by a wonderful family. And I'm sure Dan would say one of the best staff, one of the best group of employees and staff in the world. Right, Dan?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Love what you guys do there. Appreciate you. Thanks for being a Dane by Local member, and thanks for telling us about your incredible local businesses. Again, the website, kickback.cafe, or the chocolatecaper.com. Dan, have a great rest of your Saturday and weekend, okay?
You too, Jason. Thanks very much.
Always great to talk with you. That is Dan Donahue. Oh, man. I know I talk about it. I love local businesses, and I love all the guests that come on, but it's genuine. They're so awesome. And Dan is one of the first people I met at a Dane by Local event, and I'm very happy to still know him and still have that connection. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Sue Peck right after this.